Are you wrestling with questions that really matter but just keep coming up empty or perplexed? Well, you've come to the right place. Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff, host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, is committed to equipping you with answers that have stood the test of time. Our aim is to help you mine the Bible for all its wealth, so you can share those riches with a skeptical world still hungry for spiritual truth. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. Just got done doing a Facebook Live on the Bible Answer Man Facebook page with my daughter, Christina. My son, David, popped in a few times as well. I was thinking how much fun it would be, Christina, if we had all of the kids do a Facebook Live.
That might be a zoo.
It would be a zoo, but we would make fun of you a lot more than you would like, probably.
Yeah, well.
in the best way possible.
In the best way possible. I think you did your fair share on Facebook Live today. If you didn't watch Facebook Live, you can catch it. Where can you catch it?
On
the
Facebook.
Bible Answer Man Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other things I have to do today before we get to our questions. 888-ASK-HANK is my son David, who is getting me involved in all kinds of digital media platforms, wants me to say this, that one of the large platforms that the Christian Research Institute would love to have carry our outreaches is iHeartRadio. I've heard about iHeartRadio for years. But we need your help in order to be approved for iHeartRadio. We need to have 100 followers, just 100? 100 followers on the Spreaker platform. I know we already have probably 30 or 40 on the Spreaker platform. So you can make up the difference. If you go to www.spreaker, that's speaker with an R, spreaker.com/user/Hank Hanegraaff, and follow the page. And once we have 100 followers, we will be approved to join iHeartRadio and the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, such as the Bible Answer Man broadcast and Hank Unplugged, the podcast. We'll be able to reach yet another audience and further impact the culture and expand the kingdom of Christ. So again, go to www.spreaker.com/user/Hank Hanegraaff and follow the page. That's about it, right?
I think so.
And I also want to read a testimony. This is from Nathan. And I can't read the whole testimony because it's very, very long. But Nathan says, Hank, thank you for what you do for the Lord. In 1999, I read Christianity in Crisis. The draw of the prosperity teaching was like a drug. Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Jesse Duplantis, and others were the ones to emulate. And I was reading your book, many of the things I had started questioning about the Word of Faith movement, I started getting answers to. My mind was going tilt, and my heart was breaking into a million pieces. I ended up having a crisis of faith, and I didn't step inside the door of a church for 2 years. The teachings that have come out of the Word of Faith movement have so permeated the church, particularly Name It and Claim It, and the prosperity gospel, I praise the Lord that He has brought me out into the light, and I'm very grateful to you for being obedient to Christ, for penning Christianity in Crisis, which He has used to deliver me from that life of lies and being controlled by the teachings of man. God bless you. I think about working on that book back in the late 80s. It was published in 1993.
That's when I was born.
That's when you were born. You know, that's interesting. I didn't know that. And at any rate, this book has now sold millions of copies, and It is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. I've written many follow-up books, Counterfeit Revival, The Osteenification of American Christianity. Copeland is no longer the biggest of the bunch. Today it is Joel Osteen. And the ramifications of the prosperity gospel are immense. Your baby gets sick and dies. Well, perhaps your words cause that to happen, because this is just a repackaging of New Thought metaphysics, the idea that faith is a force, that words are the containers of the force, and that through the force of faith, one can create their own reality. I want to say something about Richard Dawkins in a few moments, but let's take a call, the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK. Ron in Prescott, Arizona. Ron is listening on the web. Hi, Ron.
Good evening, Hank. I'm listening on W Heaven out of Charlotte. Can you give me any information about Benny Hinn? I just noticed that he's off of TBN, and he's also off of Daystar. And back in April, the IRS raided his headquarters.
Yeah, and this wasn't the first time. I am not qualified to talk about his financial issues. That's not an area of my expertise. But I have written about Benny Hinn and his perpetuation of Word of Faith theology and the ramifications of that in my book, Christianity in Crisis. I've spent a good amount of time with Benny Hinn personally over the years. You know, he is a delightful person on a personal level, but the teachings that he continues to perpetuate have gone from bad to worse, and they are exceedingly dangerous. And I suppose the testimony I read from Nathan augments that very point. So again, I've written about Benny Hinn in a book called Christianity in Crisis. Benny Hinn over the years has said some of the most outrageous things imaginable. I don't know if I can flip to a page in my book at will here, but some of the things that he has said over the years are simply stunning. For example, Benny Hinn said this: when you were born again, the Word was made flesh in you, and you became flesh of His flesh and bone of His bone. Don't tell me you have Jesus. You have everything He has and everything He is and ever shall be. He is, so we are in this world. Say, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. By the way, for those that know the Bible, they know that I am has particular significance with respect to God. Remember the great scene with the burning bush? At any rate, Benny Hinn goes on to say, that's why you never, ever, ever ought to say, I'm sick. How can you be sick if you're the new creation? Say, I'm healed. Don't say I'm a sinner. The new creation, the new creature, is no sinner. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Let me just take that one idea. That one idea where you're never, ever, ever supposed to say that you are sick. I mean, if I didn't recognize that I was sick, I wouldn't be getting treatment for my sickness. And there are so many examples of people in the Word of Faith movement that end up not going to seek medical attention, because if they do, then they have created a state of fear rather than a state of faith. And if you do that, then you're not going to be healed. It's a way of robbing you of your healing. It is a damnable heresy. So many things that Hinn has said that are memorable, that stick out in my mind. He once said, I'm sick and tired of hearing about streets of gold. I don't need any gold in heaven. I got to have it now. I mean, when I get to glory, all my bills will be paid, brother. I won't have any bills in glory. I don't need to worry about bills in glory. I got to have it here. You know, he has made all kinds of claims. When he was on the Trinity Broadcasting Network, he was saying, you're going to see people raised from the dead watching the Trinity Broadcasting Network. And he says that people around the world who will lose loved ones will say to undertakers, not yet, I want to take my dead loved one and place him in front of that TV set for 24 hours. So in other words, the body's at the undertaker, and he's suggesting that the people who are the kin or family of the person who is deceased not let the undertaker keep the body, but rather take that body and prop it up before a TBN show. And he said that he actually saw loved ones picking up the hands of the dead and letting them touch the screen. And people are getting raised as their hands are touching that screen. Well, all of this sounds absurd until you recognize the implications of this kind of teaching in the lives of people all around the world. Again, I've written about this in Christianity Crisis 21st Century, the book available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can find it on the web at equip.org. You can order it through Amazon or bookstores everywhere. When you get it through the Christian Research Institute, all the proceeds go to the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Letitia, Chicago, Illinois, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Letitia.
Hi, Mr. Hank. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm listening to your station on my way home, and it caught my attention because, sir, I have tickets to go see Joel Osteen on August 11th here in Chicago. And I follow you every day, Hank. I love your show. Thank you for your ministry. But I'm trying to understand, or, you know, I've never really, I'm not even sure how to ask the question, but I'm trying to figure out how to get out of it. How not to go to see Joel Osteen. The tickets were a gift to me. And I don't know how to tell my friend that I'm going with, how to explain to him that, you know, she truly believes in the word of Joel Osteen. So I'll hang up and you explain to me how I can, you know, explain to her that maybe he's not.
Well, one thing you can do is hang on and I'll send you a copy of my book, The Osteenification of American Christianity, because Osteenification is a word that I coined because he's the biggest of the bunch, but it's nothing short of the wholesale transformation of American Christianity. It's the commodification of the divine. It's the reduction of Christianity to the crass specter of pagan consumerism. And while a host of pretenders follow in his train, he is just now the most popular preacher on the planet. And he is the prime provocateur of a seductive brand of American Christianity that reduces God to a means to our ends, a kind of Christianity beckoning multitudes to the table of the master, not for the love of the master, but for what is on the master's table. This becomes the glory of the cross transposed to the glory of consumerism, a sort of fast food Christianity, long on looks, dreadfully short on substance. It is the triumph of technique over theology, style over substance. I'd go as far as to say it is the preeminence of psychobabble over precept and principle. The bottom line is this: from my perspective, Joel Osteen is the de facto high priest of a new brand of Christianity perfectly suited for a feel-good generation, but it has a dark underbelly. Says Osteen, the moment you speak something out, you give birth to it. That is a spiritual principle, and it works whether what you're saying is good or bad, positive or negative. I fear I'm going to die. Well, you just spoke death into your life. I mean, this, again, is New Thought Metaphysics repackaged for Christian consumption. Beware. That's why I wrote the book, The Osteenification of American Christianity. He is so popular now that even other wise, discerning Christians are now sort of buying into his psychobabble. Again, that's why I wrote the book. You can find it on the web, equip.org. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads. This film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive your copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads. This film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The divide between the two major branches of Islam, Sunni and Shia, stems from the homicide of Muhammad. Many Shias contend that Muhammad's young wife, Aisha, committed the murder, while many Sunnis believe a Jewish woman was ultimately responsible. Despite perpetual dispute, Sunni and Shia share remarkable unanimity when it comes to the main and the plain things of Islam. Other topics include challenging the central claim of the Nation of Islam, are all religions man-made, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. In this case, the revolution has been televised. Revolutionary tells the story of Michael Behe's transformation from mild-mannered biochemist to orthodoxy-challenging revolutionary. It also explores the rise of the broader intelligent design movement in biology, the attempt to silence supporters of intelligent design in federal court, and the eventual vindication of the ideas of Professor Behe and others during the last decade. It's time to think critically and stand up to the unscientific status quo. Are you ready to join Michael Behe and be a revolutionary? To receive your copy of the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. And now, let's rejoin your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Think about what you just said. Join Michael Behe and uncloak the mystery of molecular machines. I mean, all that stuff sounds pretty egg-heady to me, but when you actually get into this DVD, it's anything but that. What you start to see is the wonder of God's creative prowess on a micro level. It's absolutely stunning. Get the DVD. And if you haven't read Tom Bethel's book, Darwin's House of Cards, it's also available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Next up, Terry in Boise, Idaho. Hi, Terry.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Your question.
Yes, I have a young adult son that is kind of walked away from the Lord for a while, and it's kind of been beat up by the world, and is coming back around and is open to God. I was wondering, he just can't go to church and relate and connect with church, but I think he would do like a Bible study. Where would you, what book of the Bible would you start at with someone that's just kind of searching?
You know, this is kind of maybe counterintuitive to sort of the advice that people would give you in terms of reading the Bible, but what I would do is I would start with either Psalms or Proverbs or both. I've just been going through Psalms and Proverbs, the book of Psalm and the Psalms in that book, and the Proverbs. They're absolutely transformational. And they're so practical. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you'll find favor and good repute in the sight of God and man. I mean, these are all practical things. Every enterprise is built by wise planning, becomes strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully by staying abreast of the facts. There's no wisdom or counsel or understanding against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. And there are literally hundreds and hundreds of more, but they're intriguing, and virtually every single principle and maxim, therefore, for successful daily living are found in the book of Proverbs. And then the Psalms of David. I think I was saying on a previous broadcast that I couldn't sleep a week or so ago. I got up in the middle of the night, and I was reading through the Psalms, and there was such an encouragement to me. And then I read, "You will not die, but live and proclaim the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastised you severely, but the Lord has not given you over to death." I took that passage, I memorized it in four different versions, and then that passage became something very, very meaningful to me as I'm going through the cauldron of adversity with respect to my health. So, you know, those are two books that I would start with. But, you know, maybe even prior to that, I would get a good primer on how to read the Bible in the sense in which it's intended, because if you do for your son, the Bible will open up like a fragrant rose. If you don't, it still becomes very, very difficult to make sense of. And Christina and I were doing a Facebook Live just before we came into the studio, and this is one of the things we talked about, the art and science of biblical interpretation, which is a science in that rules apply, an art in that the more you apply the rules, the better you get at it. And if you want, I'd be happy to send that out to you so you can do a little bit of a Bible study starting with that flip chart.
Yeah, that would be great.
Cool. May the Lord bless awesome. You and your son.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Rainey in Starkville, Mississippi, Sirius XM 131. Hi, Rainey.
Hi, hi, Hank. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question about in Ezekiel, and I can't remember exactly the chapter, but I think it's like 41, 42, 43. They're describing the, you know, he sees the vision of the temple. And I guess I'm a little confused as to, you know, if that's a future temple, why was there a need for places for sacrifices? Do you...
Yeah.
What I'm asking?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question and well phrased. It is not a future temple. And here's where the art and science of biblical interpretation comes in. If you don't understand the art and science of biblical interpretation, in this case, the historical principle of biblical interpretation, it's so easy to get tripped up by modern prophecy pundits who are telling you that this temple is a future temple. I still remember Tim LaHaye, when he was alive, making a big point of the fact that this temple, just as you say, is a temple in which sacrifices will take place, and those sacrifices actually atone for sin. They're efficacious, for example, for ceremonial uncleanness. Now, obviously, if you draw that out to its logical conclusion, Christ's atonement on the cross is not sufficient. More atonement has to be made, either in a tribulation temple or, in this case, a millennial temple. But if you understand the historical principle of biblical interpretation, you will not misunderstand Ezekiel's prophecy. So here's the deal. Ezekiel was prophesying from the dusty environs of a refugee camp in the south of Babylon near the river Kabor. And we know that by reading the text. So we know where Ezekiel is. He's no longer in the holy city. He's now in a refugee camp in the south of Babylon. And from there, he looks into the eastern sky and he longs for the glory of the Lord to return to a temple that had just been destroyed. So if you, again, understand the history, the temple has been destroyed, Ezekiel's in Babylon, and he's wistfully, as it were, looking into the eastern sky, praying for the temple to be rebuilt. And of course, his prayer received an answer under Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah. And we can read about that in Scripture. So he yearned for the promise of a temple whose glory would exceed even that of Solomon's temple. So again, the point is that we shouldn't presume that Ezekiel longed for a third or a fourth temple when the second temple had not yet arisen from the ashes of the first temple.
Right. Okay, well, perfect. That's what I was wondering. I just wanted to make sure that I had a clear understanding, because I kept thinking that couldn't be future. That didn't make any sense. So,
well, see, like, your intuition was perfect. I mean, and I think this is where we have to question what we hear, because the popular narrative today is precisely the opposite of what I just communicated. However, if you check out the facts in light of Scripture and let Scripture speak for itself, then you don't have to say, well, here's one popular preacher, here's another popular personality, who am I going to trust? Now you're caught betwixt and between. You don't know which personality to trust. Now you don't have to leave it up to trusting personalities or people with platforms, but you do precisely what the Bereans did. They were called more noble because daily they examined the Scriptures to see if what the Apostle Paul was saying was true. And this is a great precedent for all of us to learn from. Paul didn't discipline the Bereans, saying, how dare you question me? I am the apostle to the Gentiles, and you're questioning me? That is absolutely unconscionable. He didn't say anything of this. He said they were more noble than those at Thessalonica. Why? They examined the Scriptures. They tested what he was saying in light of what God had already said. And I think, Christina, this is a lesson for every single Christian to learn. Test all things, hold fast to that which is good. And I know, knowing you, that you have no problem with that whatsoever because you test what I say all the time.
Well, I guess so. Well, it's true. Like, it's very confusing when you hear all of these people coming at you, and you hear what dad, I hear my dad. I'm like, that makes so much sense. And when I hear someone else, and that makes so much sense, and I get confused. But then when I look at Scripture, and the thing is that you have to remember, Rainey, is it takes time. It takes time to really understand, because to understand the fabric of Scripture, you have to read it all. And that takes a long time. And I haven't done nearly as much as my dad or other people. But I think that's how you gained all your knowledge, Dad. Like, if you look at your Bible, it's just covered in notes. And like, I feel like a lot of your knowledge has just come from reading Scripture itself and seeing and drawing connections.
Yeah, it's reading Scripture in light of Scripture. And that's one of the principles in the art and science of biblical interpretation. You cannot understand the Bible as a whole without understanding its individual parts, and you cannot understand its individual parts without understanding the Bible as a whole. So it helps to read through the Word of God. Sometimes in the early parts of reading through the Word of God, it can become very, very tedious, particularly when you get out of the five books of Moses. Well, actually, you get in Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. It can be tough, tough reading. Kings and Chronicles can be tough reading. Then you get into Esther and Nehemiah. And you get into the Psalms and the Proverbs, and you get the book of Job and all these. I mean, then you really get into, but it takes some time. But when you get into those books, what you have read before really helps contextualize what you're reading later on. So, yeah, I think sometimes I read a book like Tom Bethel's Darwin's House of Cards. I skim through it very quickly, and then I go through it with a little more detail. And in the end, I get a grasp on what is being communicated. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the quote of the day. Stay tuned for that.
Are you ready to join the revolution? The DVD Revolutionary documents the journey of biochemist Michael Behe as he challenges the scientific establishment on new discoveries illuminating the limitations of Darwinism. Learn what led Dr. Behe to his famous discoveries, how those opposed to his ideas tried to kill them in court, how Behe's ideas have been vindicated by science during the past decade, and how his ideas have led to a growing movement for a new approach to biology. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return right after this.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Pro-choice advocates often contend that while human embryos are biological members of the human species, embryos have not yet reached the developmental stage necessary to identify them as persons. But is a human embryo a potential person or a person with great potential? Other topics include the divide between Sunni and Shia Muslims, challenging the central claim of the Nation of Islam, when freedom of expression and emotions collide on campus, does God have a spirit body, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI. Or subscribe online at equip.org. Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads, this film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. In a brilliantly produced documentary film on DVD from the Discovery Institute titled Revolutionary, Professor Michael Behe, a distinguished biochemist and recognized leader in the intelligent design movement, pokes serious holes in Darwinism with trailblazing insights into irreducible complexity. You might be asking, what is irreducible complexity? It is a concept clearly explained in Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This DVD will show you exactly why Darwin's theory is well past its prime. To receive a copy of the DVD, Revolutionary, as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And the quote of the day, courtesy of my son, John Mark, who sent it to my daughter, Christina, who is going to give you the quote of the day by C.S. Lewis.
Yeah. It says, if minds are wholly dependent on brains, and brains on biochemistry, and biochemistry, in the long run, on the meaningless flux of the atoms, I cannot understand how the thoughts of those minds should have any more significance than the sound of the wind in the trees.
Yeah, so what's the takeaway?
The takeaway is, you can't talk to me. It means that if our minds are just dependent on these material things and they're not any more significant than the wind.
And if there are just material things, then there is no such thing as mind to begin with.
Exactly. I'm just a material girl in a material world.
That's right. And that's exactly what Madonna said. She's the material girl. And if she is just a material girl living in a material world, the consequences are draconian. Her choices are not free. They're fatalistically determined on the basis of brain chemistry and genetics. You know, all this month we have been offering people Darwin's House of Cards by Tom Bethel and Revolutionary. It's the Michael Behe story, A Reluctant Revolutionary. Both are exquisite offers, again, ways by which we can equip you and you can provide the resources for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute to equip others. And you can get either one of those for your support by simply going to the web at equip.org or writing me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. You can also talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000, and the letters CRI. I wanted to say something about an article that I saw today. It was about Richard Dawkins. And before I go further with the content of the article, this is the best that evolution has to offer in the 21st century. He, for example, is the author of The Selfish Gene, which was named just last week by the Royal Society as the, not a, but the most inspiring science book of all time. So if you think of the Bible being the most significant book in the history of humanity, it has been sold in more volumes and translated in more languages than any other book in history. And now we have the Royal Society saying that in terms of evolution, or in terms of a broader category, the category of science, this is the most inspiring book of all time. Of course, the implication of this book is that we as human beings and all living things are nothing more than gene-propagating machines. We serve no purpose other than means by which genes reproduce. And if you really get into Dawkins, you find a really dark underbelly there, because for Dawkins, the gene pool is everything. And therefore, if there are unfit genes in the gene pool, those unfit genes will retard the evolutionary process. And as a result of that, the evolutionary process is stunted. Now, there are some really draconian implications to that. I'll get to that in just a moment. But at any rate, Richard Dawkins' Berkeley event was canceled for Islamophobia. I mean, I don't know who to be more disappointed with, Berkeley or Dawkins. Berkeley canceling an event for Islamophobia, when the real problem in the West is not Islamophobia, it is Islamophilia. It is a love of Islam. It is a defense of Islam. The real problem is Christophobia. And Dawkins demonstrates that in the most, I don't know what word to use. Irritating. For example, he will say about Christians or the Christian God, he will say that the Christian God, the God of the Bible, and he's not talking about Allah, the God of Islam, he's talking about the God of the Bible, he says of this God, almost hard to believe or hard to read. He says, the God of the Bible is the most unpleasant character in all of fiction. So he's saying a couple of things. One is God is unpleasant and the most unpleasant character in all of fiction. So he is a fictitious God. He is jealous and he's proud of it. By the way, I gave an answer to that question on the Bible Answer Man broadcast, I think, yesterday. He's a petty, unjust, unforgiving control freak, a vindictive, bloodthirsty ethnic cleanser, misogynistic, homophobic, racist, infanticidal, genocidal, filicidal, a megalomaniac, sadomasochistic. He's a capriciously malevolent bully. And he's just getting started. For Dawkins, the theory of evolution is so true, Christianity so false, that if you say that you do not believe in evolution, let's say you're a Christian, you believe that there's a God, well, then you are, his words, not mine, ignorant, stupid, or insane, or wicked. And this is the man who tweeted with respect to those meanings of human that are relevant to the morality of abortion, any fetus is less human than an adult pig. That would include a third trimester preborn child. But it gets worse. Richard Dawkins says that if you are pregnant with a kid with Down syndrome, abort it and try again, because it would be immoral to bring it into a world if you have the choice. And think about that. I read that tweet from Dawkins to my son David, and immediately, it wasn't 3 seconds later, he had a picture of one of his friends and a child with Down syndrome who he said is one of the sweetest people he has ever met in his entire life. What you have with Richard Dawkins is reason without revelation. And this is the very thing that leads scientists to postulate that blacks are inferior to whites. Just think about history. That women are inferior to men. But you never get this from Christianity, which he hates. Because the Bible reveals we are created in the Imago Dei, in the image and likeness of God, and that makes all the difference in the world. In fact, the Imago Dei, the image of God in humanity, ensures that a Down syndrome child is afforded the same dignity given to a celebrity scientist like Richard Dawkins. For neo-Darwinians like Dawkins, the Imago Dei is little more than a troublesome myth. For him, a human being has no more intrinsic value than a banana. Nor is humanity the crowning jewel of God's creation, because in his world, in time, a far more sophisticated life form will supplant humanity courtesy of the evolutionary paradigm. The fact that there is scant fossil evidence for this fundamentalist fervor seems of little consequence to Richard Dawkins. Nor is molecular evidence to the contrary a stumbling block. His mind being darkened, he blindly swallows an ocean. And quite frankly, though he has long ago departed the world of science and waded into the illusory land of science fiction, there are people who are holding him up as a standard bearer. It's time for us to, as Christians, not just curse the darkness, but build a lighthouse. Now, I obviously want to expose Richard Dawkins for what he is, but this is not a personal thing. This has to do with his teachings, the teachings that damage the lives of millions and millions of people, because he's very, very popular, including Down syndrome children, who he gives no value to. Why? Because there's an evolutionary hierarchy. My concern is with Dawkins. And it wasn't all that long ago they had a stroke. I can't imagine what it will be like to leave this world in the state of mind he is in today. But again, there are millions and millions of Dawkins out there. And our job is to be able to give an answer to a Richard Dawkins. It's not all that complex. Darwin's House of Cards gives you all the ammunition to do that. We need to be able to reach people like Dawkins, people that have swallowed the spiritual, well, in this case, the pseudoscientific cyanide. That's why we're equipping God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. Please stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Or when you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Be back right here tomorrow with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and live Christianly. In appreciation for your gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you a copy of the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. Just call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Or simply visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The divide between the two major branches of Islam, Sunni and Shia, stems from the homicide of Muhammad. Many Shias contend that Muhammad's young wife, Aisha, committed the murder, while many Sunnis believe a Jewish woman was ultimately responsible. Despite perpetual dispute, Sunni and Shia share remarkable unanimity when it comes to the main and the plain things of Islam. Other topics include challenging the central claim of the Nation of Islam, are all religions man-made, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Are you tired of Darwinian evolutionists claiming that if you don't agree with them, then you don't believe in science? In place of your next Netflix binge, be sure to watch the DVD Revolutionary, Michael Behe and the Mystery of Molecular Machines. This documentary film shows you not only why intelligent design theory is science, indeed science that follows the evidence wherever it leads, this film will equip you to defend the truth that all living things are the work of an intelligent designer rather than a blind and undirected material process. To receive a copy of the DVD Revolutionary as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's many life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org.
www.cri.org.